Amnesty International is known primarily for its work to educate and draw awareness to human rights abuses around the world. Sitka High Junior Kari Postian says the fact that so many cases of HIV go untreated in the U.S. makes it worthy of Amnesty's mission.
You know, the United States professes to be such a well-maintained country in the case of our health, and half of the people who have HIV or AIDS aren't getting the treatment they need. That's 50% of the people with AIDS, and that's a big deal, considering that we say that we're so developed.
Postian says the statistics are so overwhelming. She and others involved with the group have to think of them in terms relative to their own lives. That's not difficult because they're already talking about their own demographic, youth between the ages of 15 and 24.
360 people in that same age group, that many people get infected in one of our class periods. So when we're in one class, it's just kind of mind-boggling that that happens in that short amount of time.
Postian is talking about the statistic put out by the United Nations, which says 240 youth worldwide are infected with HIV every hour. Senior Margot O'Connell is standing on a table, taping up the rows upon rows of red cutout figures that represent these numbers.
We did something similar to this last year for our campaign to close Guantanamo Bay, but they were little orange men because it was a representation of all the prisoners there who are being held without trial. Because we don't want everyone set free. We just wanted, like, trials for everyone. And this is just the same kind of thing. We're just trying to bring awareness to an issue that people here don't think about very often.
O'Connell says not everyone who saw the orange cutouts was pleased with Amnesty's stance on Guantanamo. And she says these kinds of actions get people talking, one way or another.
A lot of people didn't like it at all because they support Guantanamo Bay or the president actions and putting people there, or they just think that what we want is for everyone to be free, which isn't Amnesty's position. It's just that we think every person has the right to a fair trial. So there are a lot of different opinions, and we haven't talked to anyone in the school about this yet, but I'm sure there'll be some comments about it.
Many members of the Sitka High Amnesty group think this action will get more support than Guantanamo did, because they think human health is perceived differently than political prisoners. Kari Postian says the misconception that only gay people or people from certain backgrounds will get AIDS is simply not true.
That's a lot of the reason why we have this, is we're saying it's not just a typical, it's not a race, it's not a particular age group, it's not people who live in a certain area, it's not just in Africa. It is, it's worldwide, and we have a huge problem in the U.S. AIDS is on the rise in the U.S., and it's on the rise in our age group.
Senior Taylor White has been part of Amnesty International for 2 years.
I'm really excited to see the response from the students on Monday.
White says there are always mixed reactions, but she feels that the Amnesty group has opened a lot of eyes, including her own.
Basically just people being locked up for the craziest reasons, like sending an email. I had no idea this was really happening. I mean, we're on an island here, and it just doesn't seem to affect us at all. But it really, like governments, other places, just the injustice, I didn't realize. But it's opened my eyes a bit.
Amnesty International has had a chapter at Sitka High since 1999. Liz Will has been the faculty advisor since 2000, and she says Sitka High's group is probably the longest-running high school chapter in the state. Over the years, they've been involved in letter-writing campaigns to presidents of countries and political prisoners held without fair trials, hoping to draw awareness to human rights abuses around the world. Will agrees with the students that this issue may be better received than some of the other actions they've been involved with in the past.
This is a little bit more accessible for students because we're just talking about infection rates and people their own age, and it's a way for them to visualize, you know, how it's happening, that it's happening right now. Just as they stand here and look at the wall, the infection rates are just continuing.
The 240 cutout red figures lined up row after row do have a sobering effect. At the very least, the Sitka High Amnesty International group hopes it will spur discussion among its peers. That demographic, which the CDC has identified as the one with the fastest growing rates of HIV infection in the nation. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.